So in such a case, where he doesn't even expect, he doesn't even want to divorce her, then the Chachamim want Nisake, that he should be divested as of the Chsime, but then the Pshutokish is made it, that the Baal is entitled to the payers until the Nisim. Oh, so it says, Hochemenish Baal Pesha Nisim, give him five defies, Umiwa, he did a bonus a yam, the period good for a bay, Pomir, Saskoshe, the Lomo Yasum Shasime on Shokish, Kim Shimo Yosoetsway, or in Yashal, but that's not this from Kashi, that's Rashi. Rashi Shiki is, even in the case of Gitla Bonus a yam, so true indeed, if he had been able to hand over the get immediately, he would do it. But the fact is that he's not able. So Mele, his intention is that his wife should be divorced half a year later. So wherever the intention of the Baal is that the get should be handed over a substantial time after the execution of the get, then the Baal does not become divested of the payers until the Nisim. That's Rashi. But it's Israel Kamash. So, Ubeid Koshlovi, the Mario Hakom Tatanko Mash, the Ashki, the Mechash, the Way of his man, Vizaini, the Bay of his man, Christian Shotash, the Isho, Ukshosh, the Hoka, the Isho, El Mishimikukes, the Nira Lomi, the Hanak Tri Pirche, the Mandoma Shamu Yahapi, our Mandoma, Mishim Pere, Nich, the Bidin Mapsin in our Kukes Mishasin. So Tesu says, the Dina Haname, according to Mishwakish, that the Baal becomes divested of Perez. Immediately upon the Chsime, so even the case of Kasve Beisev Kisese, and in the case of Gitna Goyim Denesayam, he becomes divested of Peres immediately upon the Chsime. So what's the Kasher Gimorah? The Kasher Gimorah is directed against Rabbi Yechanan, not against Peshmokish. Alright, we'll leave it.
Kitten Shir Sanach Bayez Dalad Iyar Hitav Shulam Atas, April, May 1st, 1979, Tuesday, after Pesach.
Rav Yitchesson Galo from Gemara. And we went over a few cases, but we didn't discuss it, so we'll start the other cases in Rav Yitchesson Galo. Nichta Beyeh Menachem Balayla Posach. The Rav Yechanan, Mishim Shema Yichaka Vasachel Seir, or Rishlokish Mishim Peir, Yisvur Marayon Yim Shem Yim Aksir Nechta, Vitit Repoyisham Yikuchesh Loyidim Peir Shem Shasksi Vat Shasksim. So, according to Rav Yechanan, the time of Zman is because of Shem Yichaka Vasachel Seir, according to Rishlokish, the time of Zman is because of Peir. Now, why doesn't Rishlokish explain like Rabbi Yechanan? Because news was shrichim. Why doesn't Rabbi Yechanan explain it the way the Shlokish does? Does because Rabbi Yechanan holds that Yesh Lubal Peres Achas Nisim. So there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains, since Yesh Lubal Peres Achas Nisim, so in Mele, this man has no effect, has no purpose, will not serve any purpose. Because Mimonefshach, If the Isha produces the Nisirin Bezdin, so then without this man, so without this man, so she should be able to be taken from Nikuchas. And if she doesn't produce the Nisirin Bezdin, so even if there is this man, so she will not be able to be taken from Nikuchas. So mainly this man doesn't accomplish anything. This is Rashi Shita. So Rashi Shita is that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Yesh Lubal Peres Hashas Nisine, if the Isha wants to be tearing the Peres from the Likuches, so then she has to produce a who will testify that she received the get on this and this day, when the Baal sold the Peres to the Likuches, he was already not entitled to the Peres. So this is Rashi Shita. But Tesis is Chelik on Rashi. And Tesis Shita is that when Nisha produces a get, and the get has this man of all of the Nisim, so then we presume that the aim shall nichta v'nechta mimsa. So maybe she can be tere from Mikuches, even without producing a Nisire, who testified that she received the get before the Baal, before the day the Baal sold the Peres to the gods. But so why is it, isn't it necessary to have this man? Because on account of Peres, so it will serve a purpose. So Teisa says, since he's now Peres of Shas Nesine, so the Chachom do not have to be Misakin's man to protect the Ishe. The Ishe can protect herself. All she has to do, let's say the get was Nimsa to her on the second of Iyar. On the second of Iyar. So then, all she has to do is to ask the Eide Isire that they should write a star for her, that the get was Nicht, was Nimsa to her on the second of Iyar. Or she should bring the, immediately after she receives the get, she should go with the get to Bezdin, and then Bezdin will give her a certificate like it too. So Mele, she can protect herself. So it wasn't necessary for the Chachomim to be misakinfa. Alright, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, so the Talmud's man is because of Shem Yechav. And as far as Peres is concerned, the Baal is entitled to Peres till the Nisine. According to Rish Lakish, so Znus Lishrich, and the Talmud's man, according to the Rabbanon, is because of Peres. And the Baal is entitled to Peres until the Nisine. So in Mele, we have to have Zman. Because if there won't be any Zman, so then the Ishe will sustain the loss. Suppose the get was Nichtaf and Nechtam and Alabinis, and then it is Nimsa to her and in Sin. So the Baal lost the Peres, became deprived of the schus of eating Peres as of Alu Benisim. And then, suppose the Baal keep on selling the Peres to Likuches between Alu Benisim and Alu Benisim, so it shall be. And will the Isha be in a position to collect it? No. She can only collect the Peres, they shall be able to collect and prove it. To collect the Peres that the Baal sells after the Nisine. But suppose the Baal sold between the Ksime and the Ksime and the Nisine, so that she will not be able to prove if there is no Zman. So because of that, so the Chachomim are Misakim Zman. And according to Rish Lakish, Alim the Rabbanon, the Baal becomes deprived of Peres as of the Ksime. Now, that's Alim the Rabbanon. Alim the Rav Shimon, so there is no Machlekes between they both agree that the time of Zman is because of Peres, but Rav Shimon holds that the Baal becomes divested of Peres as of the Ksive. So that's why Rav Shimon says because the Baal becomes deprived if the get was written and our Benisim, even though it was signed the next night, that's already second of Nisan. So, and the Baal, suppose the Baal sells the Peres after the get was written, so then, even though it was signed the second of Nisan or the third of Nisan, so the Isha will be telling all the Peres that the Baal sells after Alav Nisan, even though he sold the Peres before the get was Nichtam, so when the Isha is telling these Peres will be Kedim, because Kim Shinos Nimot Vigarosh of Shulim the Peres. So this is a synopsis of the shittes of Rabbichen, the Shlokish, the Rashi, the Tesis. The Rav Shimon Marsh, the Lesley Shemu Yechad, Kitoma Bikmor. In other words, so even Rabbichen is made it, that according to Rav Shimon, the whole time of Zman is because of Peres. Because all of them should not mean of the Gash of Shulim with Baal Peres. The Haim Shastire, not mean of the Gash doesn't mean sometimes the husband makes a decision to divorce his wife, but until he comes to Bezdin and the Sefer writes the get, it takes 5 years. So we don't say that the moment he decided to divorce his wife, so he becomes deprived of Peres. Only the get was already written, even though it wasn't signed. So then, according to Rav Shimon, he becomes divested of Peres. So he says, even though Rav Shimon holds Kim shenosim gashu leperes. What does it mean? It means if the get was written. But suppose the get is written on the second of Nisan or the third of Nisan. I mean, or any time. And then when the sefer writes the get on second of Nisan, he puts in the day the following Nisan. So there, he doesn't become deprived as a valid Nisan. He only becomes deprived as of the day when the get was written, but the get was written on second of Nisan. So he becomes deprived of payers as of the second of Nisan. But then, the Baal will sell the payers. So then, So the Mele, we should be Misakin's Mark, we need to be Mikhtav Alaylo, we gdime Habal ve Yisho, we kosme Zman Shoyei, Lasis Knuya al Kuches. So actually, if the Ksives was the second of Nisim, the third of Nisim, the fourth of Nisim, and the Zman is Alev Nisim, so when does it become divested of Peres, the Baal? He becomes divested of Peres only as of the fourth of Nisan, when the get was written. But since this man is out of Nisan, so, and he, the Baal might have sold it, on the second of Nisan. So the Peres belong to Lekeah. Then the Isha will have a collusion with the Baal, and she'll be made to the get, and what will Bezdi see? Out of Nisan. Bezdi will not know that it was written on the fourth of Nisan, so there will be Beitzi from the Likuches, and it will be Shalikidim. Yeshleim Ha'adim, and the Chesmeidim, Shalim Ha'zman, and the Bankiyedim, Shalim Ha'zman, Nichtav. Elohim Kiyedim, Shalim Ha'zman, Nichtav. So, in other words, that Eidim, are not allowed to sign a shtar if they see that it's not by date. At the time when the get is written. So in the case of Yechta Meyim, the Nechta Malayla, also the get was written on our Nisan. But they were told to sign it on the second Nisan. But if the Eidim see that the get is written on the fourth of Nisan, and they see that this man mentioned there is other Nisan, they're not allowed to sign. Why? Why aren't they allowed? What they expect? There is a Nisan. What Nisan is it? So, before Pesach, when we learned that Tesfes, so he said, is the Nisan of the son of the Rach or Ichoke. So it's in the Sheker. In other words, if the text of the get is written out of Nisan, but it is presented to the Eidim to sign it on the fourth of Nisan, then they're not made in Sheker. But if the get is written on the fourth of Nisan, and it's mentioned out of Nisan, so then they will check it. If it is written on out of Nisan, even though, and the date is mentioned out of Nisan, so then it's not only the Shekiah, even if they didn't sign it on the fourth of Nisan. But if it is written on the fourth of Nisan, and the day mentioned is out of Nisan, then it's a Shekiah. So they are made in the Shekiah. So maybe they're not allowed to be chilsei. They are not allowed to be chilsei. So then of course it's possible. The leil mechis veim sherei hazman mugde, elim keyedi, sheviyeim hazman nichte. So in other words, and if, let's say, they will lie, so maybe we presume, so we don't have to be afraid, maybe it was deliberately predated. Because Eidim Achsum Hashlam Hashmi Achris in the Bezdi. So we presume that the Eidim acted to be. And if the Eidim signed it deliberately, and it predated Shtar, so then they were Eivir, the Yisar of the Sheker. And we presume that Eidim Achsum Hashlam Hashmi in the Bezdi, that everything was not Kedim. So we don't have to be Cheshish. But suppose it turned out that they did deliberately predated, they signed it, and he predated Shtar, and they knew about it, so then Yochanan, then it would be possible. Then it would be possible. Why would it be possible? For two reasons it would be possible. Midrash, it would be possible. For two reasons. Number one, since they were made in Shekia. So Eidus is bottom mitzvah sukkot lakula. So the whole Eidus is bottom. And number two, if they knew that they were signing on a predated get. So the Mele, they were even allowed to sign the Rachel Chokia. So they became the Shoyim. So the Apostle Eidus. By signing it, signing the names on a predated star. So it is possible for these two reasons. Now, this is how we explain this. Now, let's see the two, the Ritva. At that time, I also mentioned the Ritva. First, the ritva itman, the matik mevamik, vim tema v'molom zman, midesh, yisha v'kem hedi. The Gemara asks the kasha, why were the chachomim misakim zman? As if it had been mentioned in the Mishnah that a get must have zman, and if a get does not have zman, so it's possible. Where does the Mishnah say that a get without zman is possible? The Mishnah says, nichtav v'yeh v'nechtav v'layo is possible. So the Zman is an incorrect Zman. So it's a moved. But what does the Mishnah say that if there is no Zman, it's possible? What does the Mishnah say that? So why does the Gemara ask, if Itman Pneumatic is Zman, how does the Gemara know that it gets without Zman is possible? The Zman possible. The Gemara is Zman kosher. Mugdem kehode maslisi. The Shekha Bidoro. So he says, no, we can deduce from the Mishnah itself that the get without Zman is possible. Because the Mishnah says, Nichtam Biyim Nichtam Balayim, is possible. And it doesn't mean that it was predated on the second of Nisim. It was predated in the Zman of all Nisim. Then there is a Shekha in the Shtar. So it only means if it wasn't predated. If it wasn't predated at the time of the Ksivah. At the time of the Ksivah it was true. When the text of the get was written on the first of Nisan. And then, but the Eidim didn't sign the first of Nisan. They signed it after Shvi, at night. So Mela Shekhar it wasn't. Because at the time when the text of the get was written, it was MS. It was the first of Nisan. But it is a mugdem on account of the discrepancy between the time of the Chsime and the Zman that appeared in the text of it. But the Shekhar it isn't. So if we say that the get without Zman is possible, so then we understand this why Mithtam Yim Lechtam Alayla is possible. Even though it doesn't involve any Shekhar. Any Yagod Shekhar. But if we were to assume that it gets without Zman is kosher, so in this case of Nichta B'yeh V'nechta B'layla, where there was no Shekhar, so should also be kosher. So the implication of this ritva is that in the case where it is Nichta V'nechta B'layla, but the Zman of the Yeh before was put in, then it would be possible without recourse to the halacha that the get must have Zman. Even if get didn't require Zman, it would still be possible if it was mamish related. When do we say that it is only possible because get without Zman is possible? But if get without Zman would be kosher, so then the mukdem would also be kosher if it wasn't mamish related. If it coincided with the day when the get was written. This is what he says. The Masnitz is my way. When the pastor moved them, Shmam and Blesbeth Man Possel, didn't get Shem is Man Kosher, moved them to all the Masnitz, they didn't shake up the door. In Kam Chalu, the Dimus Man and Shoba came to Shemichta. And the game Shemichta was shot by Leipzig. So that word, so that means, that means that so it's mashma from the ritvo, it's mashma that in the case where it was manushpidated, if it was nichtam nechtam the second of nisim, and we put in the zman of all of the nisim, so then it would be possible anyway, even if get didn't require zman. Why? Because then it would be in shekia. So it's in shivat mitzoso. But what cool? And then they are showing, so they are posleinus. But even if they didn't shekia, suppose they don't know that this is osa. It so it wouldn't be possible because they are showing, but it would still be possible since there is an item of agode that is shekia. So even shivat mitzoso. But what cool? That's how it's mashma. Then he says, "In amu niro in hodit nam, gimu gitim psuli v'nisis agla." Oh, but then let's see another bit. Rav Shime machshem mubdem vaze v'davke koze abu mubdem acher sheliyicht vayim v'yakdimu zman yoshova. Well, it was mamish predated v'chiyho v'adaloi machshem. So this is the same thing that Tetzu says. So the Ritva should say, why is Bechiro Bada Le Mashiach? Because with the right word it was. Because there, it's a Shekeh, so it is what Mitzvah, so it is what Mekulo. So he says, Bechiro Bada Le Mashiach, the Ike Mishim Peiris Le Rapshina, the Kesoba Ili Bao Peiris Mishaksi. So why does he say that Rapshina would be made in a case where the get was mamish predated? That it's possible because of the takonim shibayis. In other words, why shibayis? Because of this possible hefset for the mikuches. The things which mentioned. Why does the ritual have to mention? Because of the possibility of hefset of payis for the mikuches. Let him say that midrayis it's possible. Midrayis it's possible. So that's why. And then the ritual himself says that in the case where the get is mamish predated, then it's a shekia. If it's a little shekia, so then we should say hidish about mutzoso. But what cool? Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Sanhedrin, Echad in the Momenes, Tafan Reis Amad Aleph says, Echad in the Momenes, Echad in the Foshes, Vitrishi of Chir, Shenema, Mishpatech of Yelche. What does Vishi of Chir mean? With his man, with his moke, with his yeim, with his shor, everything. So, the Mishnah says that in the Momenes require Vishi of Chir just as in the Foshes. So then the Gemara asks the Kashe, in the Momenes, so how can we say that in the moment is required to show here tikshuach masnis shtorchei v'amutom psulim v'amuchorim cherim mishtar miuchea is kosher v'is al ipozated shtar. So shtorim amutom is possible because of trifas mikuches shalei givin, but shtorchei v'amuchorim is kosher. Shtorchei v'amuchorim is kosher. So the Gemara, these are the night of being Trishi Ochkire, Mukhor in my chair. But Trishi Ochkire is lucky. So the Gemara says, Amar Abhamine, Dvarte, Vahod in the Momenes, Vahod in the Foshes, Trishi Ochkire. Shana Mish Vahod Yerachem, Matamum in the Momenes, Vahod in the Shochkire, Kirishu Tidil Gelis, Vahod in the Lord. Tidil Gelis, Vahod. So the Gemara starts, he is mid Raisi, Vahod. So the Momenes require Trishi Ochkire. So Shtore is also required. Shtore is also required. Trishi Ochkir. So maybe in the Yuchair should be possible. But Chomim Momisakim, that Shlish Tiru doesn't belong, that the Momenes do not require Trishi Ochkir. Oh. So the Gemara says that in regard to Mechon. The question is this. Once the Chachomim Momisakim Once the Chachamim are misakin, that the woman is, he might require the Shechtire. So that means, if two Eidim come to Besdin, and they testify that they saw that Ruvei borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then Besdin starts to examine them, and Besdin asks them, on which day was it, in which place was it? So they say, we don't remember, we don't have such a good memory. You expect us to remember on which day we saw it. Remember we saw it. But when it was, we don't know. So in Foshets, so in Malkes, so it would be both of days. But by the Momnes, as a result of the Takores Chachomim, so it's gone. But suppose they did say which day it was. They said it was on Sunday, at 10 o'clock. Of this and this month. So, and then it turned out that it wasn't on Sunday, it was on Monday. Or one eight will say that this alvoya took place on Sunday, and the other eight will say this alvoya took place on Monday. And they would be machus each other. Not if they will just testify as to two separate alvoyas. So then it's totally another machlekes. Rabbonon and Rabbi Shimon ben Korach. So, but suppose they will be matrus each other. So, is it still kosher with Rabbonon? Or the Chonimon is arguing that it's kosher where they don't mention the precious of Kiras. Basically, in Basic Shore, Basic Moki. But if they do mention, and there is a kosher, it's not true, or they are matrus each other, so there, the Rabbonon won't be sake, so then it's a kmina de raise, so then it will be possible to raise. So there is a machlekes v'shem. Most v'shem in the Rambam, and most v'shem say, the Rambam and Giese, so the Ram, they all say that in such a case, so it will be possible. The Chachamim were only misake in an account of Shalitin Darv Nuovim, that if there are no drishes of Kires, but if there are drishes of Kires, but it's not, there is a crochet, they are mukhesh by effect, or they are mukhesh by each other, so then it is possible. The Ramban shita is that even if there is a kosher, it's still kosher. Now here the Gemara is a kasher in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says that echad l'moreh mufoshes chichem v'shochkire, and the Mishnah also says shtorichim v'amigdomim psulim v'amechorim v'ksherim v'amechorim v'ksherim. So the Gemara says, because with Rabbonon, it's kosher. So according to the Rambam, that even after the Takoni, the Dinimomenes do not require Bishuch Kire, but if there is a kosher, so then it is possible, so then we have to say that if it is Miuchar, it's not considered a kosher. Miuchar is not considered a kosher. A kosher means if it is rebutted, it is refuted, something that is not true. But miucha doesn't mean that it's not true. What does miucha mean? Miucha means, let's say, post-dated shtar. So the shtar says that Ruvein borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, let's say, an olive bell. And that shtar was signed Albinism, 5 months. It was post-dated. It was post-dated by five months. So mele, it's according to the Rambam, that most shame that the Chachomim were only misakim without mentioning Bezishor, it's kosher in the moment. But if there is a kosher, so then it's possible. And the Gemara says that Melchorim is ksherim because of that Takonis Chachomim Shotim Yovulom. So then it's mucher, according to the Rambam, and Moses Rishayim. So it's mucher that Miucher is not considered a kosher. Because Hakosher means that it's rebutted, it's refuted, it's not true, what Shtar says. But Miucher, you cannot say it's not true, because what does this man indicate? This man indicates that is of Aleph Be'alu, Ruvein is mechuyev to Shimon with $1,000. Now suppose the alvoya took place, an alvinism. So he became mechuyev 5 months before. But that does not mean that an olive oil is not nechuye. So Mucher is considered like nose man, because he doesn't give the accurate man, you see. But since the Chachomim were misaken that Edes Mome is kosher without man, so maybe Mucher is also kosher. Miucher is also kosher. That is according to the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, that the Chachomim were misaken, that even if there is a kosher in this man, so it's also kosher. So maybe we have no right that Miucher is not considered a kosher. Maybe Miucher is a kosher. But according to the Rambam, there is a right from that Gemara that Miucher is considered a kosher. That's in regard to Miucher. Mugde is certainly a kosher. Mugde. Miucher, according to the Rambam, is not considered a kosher. Because by Miucher, there is nothing untrue about this man in the shtar. Because Miucher says that the Reuven is chayav to Shimon as of olive oil. And just because he became a chuyev as of olive oil does not mean that this testimony that is of olive oil, he is mechuyev, is untrue, is a sheker. It's not a sheker. Yet, according to the Rambam, we could say that Miucher is considered a kosher too. But according to the Rambam, it's Miucher from the Gemara, that Miucher is not considered a kosher. It's just not better than no Zman, since the Zman is not complete, and it doesn't mention Beize Yein, Beize Shor, and so on. Alright, now, Mugde certainly involves a kosher. Now, the question is this. Now, the Shechonov Paskins, like most Hashem, not like the Ramban. Simon Lamet, Sifal, Shonov. Aided in the moment as Hutz made a quality in the Tzvim of Vish Yochir. Keita, Omu Aiden for any human there is a moment of Shonov Lays, Afa Pisho Kim Nahilish, where Amokim Shiva, where Amone, Idusukayes. Then we see Bays, the Machabe says, Aber bitte nicht, wie man es riechen, die sich kire. Im Krieg, sie betrisch, es wird kire, sie das am Tor. Im Krieg, sie bedicke es. Ich das in Kajen, es geht. Echo, wir haben wissen, loben men. Waschen ihm, er luike al Bia, oi schon mal echo, wir schon mal, waschen ihm, er luike al Blut, ich das am Tor. Like the Ramba, not like the Ramba. Alright. So, the Ramban, so the Shach says, in Sivo, Sinu Lame Sivo, the Ramban Kosa, the Sinu Gim, the Jewish Asian, the Rabban in Rainsburg, the Afilu Bechkir as a Shevo. Alright. So then, there is a Machlekes on that. Now, the question is this. According to the Ramban, how can the Ramban say that even if there is a Koshe, but if there is a Koshe in the Chkires, so then it means that they are made in the Sheker. They are made in the Sheker. So if they are made in the Sheker, so first of all, they are Mishol. And even if the Kvitvishedik, let's say, the Ramban is referencing the case where they are Shevidim, so they are not Mishol. But if there is one item of the Agode in Sheker, so the Mele, it's a Shabbat Mutzah Shabbat Lekulo. So you should be bottled. So how does the Ramban say that it's kosher? Even after the Kodesh. So we have to say that according to the Ramban, now, there is, by Mifoshe, so Mifma Koshe with Dikes is Mibacholinis. What does Dikes mean? Dikes means irrelevant facts. Let's say two Eidim come and testify before the Sanhedrin that this person killed another person. So based on less dating. Now, when you observe that the Ritzeach killed the Nirzach, so what kind of clothes was the Ritzeach wearing, or the Nirzach? Was he wearing black clothes, or was he wearing white clothes? So if they say they don't know, so the Ines does not become bottle. But if one Eidim will say the Nirzach was wearing black clothes, and the other Eidim will say he was wearing white clothes, if there's a Koshen Dikes, so it's not Emes Noch in Adomo, so the Ines is bottle. That's exactly a Kosov in the Koshes. But in the Roman is, it's not the bottle, that Koshen is not the bottle. Now, can we ask the Kashi, but if there is a Koshen, now one of them is right. Either the Nirzach was wearing black old clothes, or he was wearing white clothes. So the melee, so one of them, he was made with Sheker, so he's a Roshe, so he's in his bottle. The answer is, one is not even the love of the son of the Rachel Sheker. I'm testifying irrelevant facts, because it's irrelevant. So he's not even the love of the son of the Rachel Sheker, just because he lied. In the course of the testimony, only if he lies, an irrelevant fact, but not, because that's not relevant. So Mimele, of course, if somebody need a rice, that the Nemomnes is Rishon Rishoch Kireh, so Mimele, Beis Yein, Beis Shor, Beis Mokim, Beis Chedesh, Beis Shono, that's irrelevant fact, because it's required, yes, it's tested. But the Ramban Shiti is, now that the Chachonim won Misaki, that it's not required to say Beis Yein and Beis Mokim, and basically, so in melee, all these facts become irrelevant facts. They become irrelevant facts. And if they become irrelevant facts, so in melee, he's not even the love of the son of the Racho Ichokia. And in melee, so, and then we cannot apply the aloha of Elish Botma Mikzoso Botma Kulo, because when do we say this one Botma Kulo? If an item that is an integral part of the Agode becomes Botma. But if an irrelevant item becomes Botma, so then we don't say Elish Botma Mikzoso Botma Kulo. Only an integral part of the Agode is bottle. If an integral part of the Agode becomes bottle, so the whole Agode is bottle. But if it's an irrelevant fact, so that according to the Rambam and Moses Lashem, so the Chachomim are only misaking that it's not necessary. But when one does say it, it is an integral part of the Agode. And according to Rambam, since the Chachomim were misaking that it's not required, so then it becomes like this. Then it comes like this. So the mele, we don't apply the aloha of finish about the source of the cook. Now, I'm saying it in regard to this thing. On one hand, the ritva says, the same thing that Teisa says. The ritva says the same thing that Teisa says. The ritva says the same thing that Teisa says. Where it is mamish today, Teisa says, the leilo mechais meirim shirim azman mukdemer kiyedim shirim azman nichta. Why? Because when it's mamish today, so then it's a sheker gomo. So the meile, the alim meiva di isa avi sheker. So the meile, we don't have to be cheshish meiva di edim or in veran di isa avi sheker. The Ritva says that where it's mamish predated, where it is Ishekeh, so there even Rav Shimon is made that it's possible. Why is Rav Shimon made that it's possible? Because of Peretz. But if not for the Hepsid of Peretz, so then it would be kosher. Why should it be kosher? It should be possible in the Raisa. Because of any Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Okolo. So in other words, we have to say that the Ritva here agrees in the Shita of the Rambam. Now, so according to the Rambam, so in the Mele, this aloche, since the Chachamim are Mizake, that we don't need any Trishus of Kires in the Momenes, so the Mele it's not even considered as a relevant fact. So the Mele, we do not say it's about the Tosafot Kol. It is not an important part of the Agode. It's not an integral part of the Agode, even when it is said. So that's the only way to explain that. But it's not so important. This would be true in regard to the Momenes. So, but in the Momenes, there's Aloche, Kabez Nehevkeh, so even though in the Raisa, Echad in the Momenes, Echad in the Poshes, it's Rich and Frisho, but the Chachonim are Misake, so they are Mafkia, the requirement of the Shech Tireh. Once the Chachonim, through the Keach of Hefkebez and Hefkeh, were Mafkia, the requirement of the Shech Tireh, so the Mele, Bezeyeh, 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 become like Dikis. It's not a relevant, and it doesn't become an integral part of the Agon. But here we are dealing with the get. So here it's not Shaykh to say Hefka Bez and Hefka. So then the question arises, so then there is a stronger kasha. Why do we say that the whole requirement of Zman in the get is because of Peres, Shemichav Kwasachisei, and it's only with Rabbonon, and according to Rav Shimon, so Nichtavim, Nachtavalayo is kosher gamre, but with the Raise, so even the Momnes is Rechon Vishon Tire. So assuming that the Gittin Ugdushin do not have the Chimer of the Nifoshes, it's a Machlech Roshim and that too. Assuming that Gittin Ugdushin do not have the Chimer of the Nifoshes, but they have the chimer of the cholapokas of the Nemomenes. So the Nemomenes also requires man. And the Gemara says the reason is to Ashdor Yechiva Mochorim is Kshedim is because of the Kodesh Chachomim. So that should be Shayach only by Ashdor Yechomim, but by yet, it should be possible with the Reis and without Zman. So that Kasha is raised by the Mokhiz.
Shir Samach Aleph and Gittin Ches Nisan Hey Tav Shin Lam Mites, April 5th,
1979 on Thursday. So the male, the one who testifies, and the ksive even goes in the court, but he's a shliach. So the chacham gives the shliach nemones. The nazik is shnayim al ze, because the shliach has nemones like two, and the get, who is shnayim al ze, and then and the ksive. So he have regularly. Avo mitachzi the ksive posel. But suppose the get is yitzi mitachas those who testify on the ksive. And the one who testifies on the ksive is not a shliach. So that means that he's an indechot. And indechot has no nemones. So there is no hagode on the ksive. Al mit so was time should you get in the yam tzvi and after the nechtam, because according to Mandoma the shnayim should you get in the yam tzvi for after the nechtam, he doesn't have to say for the after the nechtam altogether. So the fact that the nechot is not a mones is immaterial. Omer Rabasi el Mato reishe diktone shnayim for the nechtam nechot imen for the nechtam posel the rabbi de machshia vafuketi the shnayim pasel rabono. So, Omri, Zimin Ashkefe, the Yosef Goma, that will get the Yitzim Tachas in the Yachsim and Koshe. Even though the get is not the Yitzim Tachas, the aid who testifies on the Ksive, but he is only in the Chod, and the Chod is not the Mones, the answer is, Alam Mikos Allah Shalim Shem Yigit in the Sayyam, Tzer Shem Yigit in the Nechtam. So he doesn't have to say for the Nechtam altogether. Omri Rabasi Alam Atav Ishi Tom Shnayim in the Nechtam, Wer bin von der Nachbarn Posso, der Rabbi der Machshi, dann na geht ich da in Schnee, wo geht ihr in Schnee Machshi Rabono? Aber ey, wo sind wo ja mo tun hoche? Aber Josef die Schritte. So now the way it's what is Josef? What is the established pillar? Warum ich gerade nur? So that is this the established ground and the pillar from which you cannot move is that Shnayim Sheviyu get in the Sayyam, in Tzrichen Sheviyu for the Nechtam, for the Nechtam, so Meile, even the case of get Yetzim Tachas Yedei Nechsime, and so it's kosher, because we don't require for the Nechtam, for the Nechtam altogether. Ah, now next nicht. Nichta b'yein, v'nechtam b'yein, b'laylo v'nechtam b'laylo, b'laylo v'nechtam b'yein, kosher. If the get was written in the daytime, and it was signed in the daytime, but it was written in the morning, and the Edim signed it in the late afternoon, but it's the same day, Balayla, Nechta Balayla, or if it was written by at night, and the Chesime was also at night, since Al-Bedin. The day follows the night, so it's the same smell. So, Memele is kosher. Balayla v'nechtam. I mean, Balayla v'nechtam, Bayeim is kosher, because the day follows the night. Bayeim v'nechtam, Balayla is possible. But suppose, let's say, the get was written on Sunday, and it was signed Sunday night. The Sunday night belongs already to the Monday day, because the day follows the night. So there is a discrepancy in the Zman between the Zman of the Ksive and the Zman of the and the time when they Edim signed it. So then if it became an Echtam Alayla, so that means that the get is predated, it's a Mugdeh. Because let's say Biyeh is the first of these. So then the night after that is already the second of Nisan. And so this man that is mentioned in the get is the first of Nisan. And when did the Edim sign it? On the second of Nisan. So that's a move there. A free day, if it's free day. Rav Shimon Mach. Shehoye Rav Shimon Eimeya. Kol agitin shenech debu b'yei. V'nech debu b'alaylo. Psum yin chutz v'gidinoshi. Now, when Rav Shimon, so when Rav Shimon is Mach here, so he's only Machshia, B'yein So in other words, the get was written, let's say, on the first of Nisan. And then the Eidim signed it the night after that. So it's already the second of Nisan. But suppose the get would be written on the night after the first of Nisan, but they would incorrectly and inaccurately put this man of the first of Nisan, then Rav Shimon is made it. That it is possible. So the Ritva says, why? Because if the get was written, now let's say today is Chesnis. So if the get is written today, and mainly you write this man, Chesnis, if you write Bimote Chicago, and you write Chesnis, so then it is not a sheker. So even though the Eidim will sign it tonight, and that's already Tesnissen, but you cannot say that the Eidim were either on the love of the son of Elach or each other. Because at the time when the text of the get was written, so at that time it was Chesnissen. It was Chesnissen. But the Eidim didn't sign it on that day. So the Mele, when the Eidim affixed their signatures, tonight, they are not able to self-finish it. They're not able to self-finish it. So the Mele, but it's a mugde. So Reb Shimon says, this kind of a mugde by get is kosher. By other stories, it's possible Reb Shimon has made it. By get is kosher. So the Gemara explained that because the whole town, according to Reb Shimon, the whole town as to why by get. A get mugdem is possible is because of say the likuches and Rav Shimon holds that kibush and osanin of the galasha or shivayim the peiros. So maybe there is no say the likuches, but so by other stories this kind of mugdem is possible, but by get is kosher. Mashiachim, if the get will be written tonight, the text of the get will be written tonight when it's already tested. And then the Sefer will put in the date of Chesnissen. Then it's a sheker. This kind of a mugdem, where it's a sheker, so Rav Shimon is made there that it's possible by it. Or that all the Shimon. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. Nichta malayim v'nachta v'yeim, ha'nachat yeim erik, ha'gut mugdem. V'yeim v'nachta malayim v'mugdemu. Dimash v'tavu yeim v'igar, shem v'igar shem v'mochon, v'mochon v'shmai v'suet. Kol agit m'shamecho v'atone v'al v'oe, Ipsuri. In other words, if it is Nichtaviyeim, Vinachtabalaylo, so Ishtaran Voyerev, she means made is, that is possible. The also me, Traflikuches, Miyeim Liksive, Vishalon Gidin. Because, if Ishtaran Voyer, that says that the Chimen bought from Ruven $1,000. And the date, that is, and if it's Nichtaviyeim, Vinachtabalaylo. And so the date that appears there is Chesnis. Chesnis, and then they didn't sign it. Tonight, so it's Chesnis. Then when the Ruven the Malve produces the shtar, Ruven the Malve produces the shtar, and then there is this order, the Chimen sold to Levi, let's say in the afternoon of Chesnis, but before night. So actually, since it was signed only in Chesnissen, so Ruben should not be able to be taken from the Likuches. But he'll produce the shtar, and then Best will not know that it was signed on the night after the Chesnissen. They'll see the date of Chesnissen. What will Best assume? That Alboya took place Chesnissen. And some male any Sode that was sold Chesnissen, so we'll be able to be tailored. And it will be showing it in. So that's why Rav Shimon is made by other stories that Nirtavim and Achtam Alayla is possible. Because of Seyidu Kuches. Mashe'ikei, like the Noshim, so Rav Shimon Shite is, Kim Shinos name of the Gal Shoshim and the Keres. So maybe there is no Seyidu Kuches. Itma, mitneima tiknus man begitin. Now, does the Mishnah say that the get that has no Zman altogether, where the Zman is blank. Is possible? The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Nichta Bein Nechtem Balayin, Balaylo Nechtem Balaylo, Balaylo Nechtem Bayin Kosher, Balayin Nechtem Balaylo is possible. What does the Mishnah say? That if no Zman is contained in the get, that it is possible. The Mishnah doesn't say it. But that's the answer. So why did the Gemara discuss it here? Idnam Nematik Zman Bidik. See, in view of the fact that the Gemara discusses it right after this Mishnah is an indication that this halacha, that the get must have Zman, is implicit in the Mishnah. Where is it implicit in the Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't say that the get that has no Zman altogether is possible. The Mishnah says that if it's in Mugdem, it's possible. So then it is predated. But maybe if it has no Zman altogether, so maybe it's kosher. So the Ritva has this kasha. And the Ritva says, in view of the fact that the Mishnah says, Beyeim Benachta Malayla Apostle, and Beyeim Benachta Malayla is not a Shekha. If the Mishnah had just said that Nichtav Benachta Malayla, and the date that was put in was of the previous day, is possible, so then there wouldn't be any Raya. That a shtar I get without Zman is possible. Because then we would say, this is a sheker. Masheike nichta b'yein b'nechta b'laylo. So it's not that good a sheker. Because it's Emes. When they wrote, when they say they wrote the text of the get, it was Chesnissen. So which man should he write? Chesnissen. If he wrote the text of the get, and Chesnissen. So a sheker it isn't. And still it is possible. So it's a raya that without any Zman, it's also possible. So then we understand, if without any Zman, it's also possible, so the male nicht even after Malayo, it cannot be considered as a real, as an accurate Zman, because it's not an accurate Zman. There is a variance. But if without Zman, it would be kosher. So nicht even after Malayo would also be kosher. This is what the Gita says. So from this Mishnah, the Gemara is midayik that the get that has no Zman is possible. So from this Gemara we see that midaraisa a get without Zman is kosher. From this Gemara we see that midaraisa a get without Zman is kosher. But midrabon, so the Gemara is the kashe. Why would Hachomim sake Zman by it? So Rashi says follows. The matik was man begitten, kim lach to the gvayn, bi shlei mein shtarau boye. We understand. But here, but that's how it's mashma for Rashi. Bi shlei mein by shtarau boye. We understand. But by that, it's not shtar the gvayn. So why should it be possible? Why should it be possible? Now, this Rashi is strange, because from this Rashi, it appears that Shtore de Gemeinde, Shtore Mome, that is Shtar Alboye, must have Zman. And if it doesn't have Zman, so it's possible. But Aloha is not like that. Because the Aloha is that Eides Mome, so there is a Chonis Chachonim, even though Dvar Teiro, Bein Din Mome, is Bein Din Koshis, Rich and Rishi Yochire, but in order shall the kingdom tell us between the woman, so the Chachomim or Misakei, that it doesn't require Rishi Yochire. Now, what is man's man means Rishi Yochire, but here you show, there's a mocking. So that means that the Chachomim or Misakei, that Shtar Goye doesn't even require Zman. So why does he say, mit dem Matik muss man begitten, kim die Lauf, Store, die Gewalne, so you have to say, Rashi doesn't mean, Bishleime, Stori Momein, we understand why the Hachon will be sacking. No, that's not a chat with the Momein. Because Stori Momein, on the contrary, the Hachonis Hachon was that it doesn't require Zman. Because, see, it doesn't, a Godes, a Ides Momein, does not require the Mishuch Kire. So it's still the Lom. But Rashi means this. If get itself had been a Shtar Gewalne, then we could understand that the Hachonim were Misake, that it should have his man. In order to protect the Isha, we could understand just why the Chachamim should have been misaken by get Zman, even though in all other stories There is no requirement of it. But since get, the isha doesn't need a get in order to be given. So the male it's not. So what's the so why should the chacham be misake zman by get? So Rabbi Yechad no mamish bazachis. Rishim bazachis say he doesn't mean dachki bazachis. But if he's married to his niece, then he's more devoted to her. So Mishim bazachis say the ishtei v'shematiz netachto v'chasaleo shalut echonei v'keizik lo get lo zman v'neisim lo וכשמידין עולה אוביבס לציון גיטו ועם ארס גרושו ייסי ופנויו בעיסי שו Now, I mean, why does the Gemara mention משובס אחרי say as if only if someone is married to a niece of his, to a craver of his, so he is devoted to her. But if he's married to a woman who is not related to him, so then he's not devoted. I mean, this is not consistent with Mitzias. The answer is, of course, if everything is, if the woman did not commit adultery, so then the husband would be just as devoted to his wife. If the wife is not related to him, and he's not going to be devoted anymore to his wife just because his wife is related to him. But here, the chashash is of a case where the woman, the wife, committed adultery. Now, in such a case where the wife committed adultery, he's mechuyev to be mitarsha. He's not allowed to live. He's even allowed to rise if he lives with her. So Mele, why should he be devoted to her if she committed adultery and he's mechuyev to divorce her? But if he's married to a niece of his, so then psychologically he might still be devoted to her, even though she committed adultery. So that's why Rabbi Yechon mentioned Shabbat Achiz. ומשבח החיסי וישתי משם הפיז מתחתו וחוס עלו שלו תחונק וכסף לו גט ולו זמן ונעצה לו וכשמיד אינו לו בבסלין מציאו גיטו ואימר אז פוצ'ו ניסי ופנויו באיזה שום in order that he should not, the Baal should not be in a position to protect his wife when she committed an adultery. ושלוקי שומע משל פרץ. What is the name of Shepiris? She is Mala Gedvei, if he didn't get a bar. He didn't get a bar, the Piris takes him a look, Shalom, Tidri. In this man, he is Meicha Vei, and she keep my Udin, have you not that day, no? She yei malo, ki de gira she mochati, now according to Mishlokish, so the bar is entitled to Piris only up to the chsime of the get. And suppose, let's say, the get is written and signed on Sunday. And the get is delivered on Thursday. So between Sunday and Thursday, even though she's still his wife, but he's not entitled to pay his, according to Mishlokis. In other words, he with the chesimus haget, he loses the pay his. So melee, if there wouldn't be any zman begitin, if there wouldn't be any zman begitin, so then let's say suppose the Baal divorced it wrote the get. The Baal executed the get, wrote and signed, and had a time on Sunday. He signed it on Sunday. And then so he's not allowed to have the payments of the next move of his wife. And if, let's say, on Monday he would sell the parents of the Nechzilub of his wife to a Rekeach, so then the Rechil is not Chal. And then the Isha, his wife, should be entitled to collect it, even in view of the fact that she only received the get on Thursday. So that means at the time when he sold it to the Rekeach, so that he had no authority to sell it to the Rekeach. So the Isha should be entitled, Al-Bidin, to correct it from the Lekeach. But then, when she gets the get delivered to her on Thursday, and even if she will produce the Yemisira invest, and they'll testify, on Thursday she received the get, so then the Likuches, if she will try to collect, so the Likuches will say, you only received the get on Thursday, And I bought it from your husband on Monday. At that time, he had authority to sell the pears. You can't collect the pears from me. But objectively, it is true, Klav Yishmael is Galia, that he had no authority to sell the pears, because on Sunday, when the get was written and signed, he already became divested of the pears. So on Monday, he in effect sold pears that did not belong to him. So the Isha should be entitled to collect, but she wouldn't collect, because she wouldn't be able, to prove it. Mashiach came now, that the Chachomim or Misake, that it has to have his man. So even in this case, where the Isha received the get on Thursday, and the Baal sold the papers on the Monday before, so if the Isha will come to the Likeach, she'll be able to collect the papers, because she'll produce the get, and that has this man of Sunday. So that means that the Baal on Monday had no authority to sell the papers. So in other words, so the reason as to why a get without Zman is possible is for the purpose of protecting the Ish. You see, the reason as to why a get moved them is possible is because of the protection of the Likuris. But the reason as to why a get without Zman is possible is because of the protection to the advantage of the Ish. This is what Rashi says. So there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi explains, Achas Nisine, Hilkas Man Ksivus Get Liman Amidin. The Chiyas Yilin Mitrav by Lasu Yisade in Esmodi Gidol Yod. So, Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Baal does not lose the payers immediately upon the execution of the Get, the signing by the angel. But when does the Baal become divested of the payers, of the king and payers in the Nichsinu, of the Isha, only upon the Nisine? So if, let's say, the get was written and signed on Sunday, and it was delivered to the Isha on Thursday, so until Thursday, the Baal Bedin possesses the payers, possesses the king of payers in the Nichsinu of the Isha. So Mimele, if the Baal will sell payers on Monday, so the Isha al-Pudin is not entitled to collect. But if the Baal will sell payers on Friday, then the Isha will be able, will be able to come to the Likuches, and she'll be able to collect. But then the Likuches will say to the Isha, you want to collect? I bought these papers from your former husband on Monday. I bought it on Friday. So you produce 80 that on Friday you already divorced. So maybe that means that on Friday the Baal who sold to me the papers, he didn't own the pears. So the Isha will not be able to collect unless she produces Sadie, who will testify that she was already divorced as of Thursday. So Mimele, it doesn't make any after minute, because an Isha cannot collect pears that the Baal sold to the Likeach, even though to Likeach, unless the Isha produces Sadie, that at the time that the Baal sold the pears to the Likeach. So she already had received the get. So remember, there was no necessity of Zman. This is how Rashi explains. Tesves is Chelika Rashi. Tesves the Rosh. Many Rishayim. Achelika Rashi. And they mention Ayas from certain Gemores that when an Isha produces a get, when an Isha produces a get, and the get has this Zman, let's say, has the get, this Zman. This man of Sunday, so then, and the Baal sold the payers, let's say, on Monday, so the Isha can collect from the Likuches. And the Likeach cannot sell the Isha. You produce Abim will testify that on Monday you already had received the get. You had already received the get before the Baal sold to me the pay of the Salmon. The Lakiya cannot say that to the Isha, according to Tesis. He's very Kalash. Why? Because there is a presumption that if the get has a certain Zman, if the get has a certain Zman, let's say this Sunday was the four Dalet Nisan. So if this man that is mentioned in the get is Dalet Nisan, and the Isha produces that get, so then we presume that B'yeim she'nechtam nimzal. So Mimele, the Isha does not have the burden of proof to show that she had received the get on the day of this man that is mentioned in the get. Because there is such a presumption. So how does Tesis explain this Gemara? So Tesis says, no, since the Baal is entitled to Peres up to the Misine, so the Mele, it isn't necessary to be Misakin's man in order to protect the Isha, because the Isha can protect herself. Why should the Chachamim make it a connected protector? Oh, if she wants to be secure against the Baal selling the Peres, Shaloi Kedin, all she has to do, let's say, the Baal executed and had it signed, had it signed on Sunday, and Dalet Nisan, and it was delivered on Thursday, and Chesed Nisan. So the moment she gets the get delivered, in the presence of the Misire, she can say to the Misire, now please, gentlemen, you saw how he delivered the get to me. You give me shtar. You sign that on this and this day, on Chesed Nisan, the get delivered to me. And then, if the Baal sells it the next day on Friday, all that the Isha has to do is to go to the Likayach and produce that certificate. So they were able to collect. So why should the Chachamim be misakin et takone in order to protect the Isha when the Isha can protect herself? This is how Tesis explains the Gemara. Rabbi Yechmatan Lugur Ishloki, because of Ishlo Balpir, Zashem Nisine. Bi Ishlo Yinu Ishloki, Shmishimoche Komach Shireb Shime. Mishimoche Komach Shireb Shime. By Nechtabim, Nechtum Alayla. Because Rabbi Shimon holds, Kibi Shinosin Yinu Vigalsho, Shubin Lepeiretz. So the Mele, if she comes to be taken from the Kuches, Miyem Ksive, so it will be Kedim. El Rabbi Yechel, my time, the Rabbi Shimon Machshia. Omer Rabbi Yechel, I'll leave the Rabbi Shimon Kamine. Ki Kamine, I'll leave the Rabbon. So Rabbi Yechel says that Rabbi Shimon is, according to Rabbi Shimon, the time of Zman is not because of Peres, it's because of Peres. It's not because of Shem Yechapi, but because of Peres. Mimele, and Rabbi Shimon holds, Kim Shinos Nino Fugalsho, Shibeli Peles. So Mimele, there is no Shibeli Lukuches. So that's why Rabbi Shimon says, Yichavim Rachmalaylo, is kosher. But, so, Rabbi Yechanan concedes that according to Rabbi Shimon, the time of Zman is because of Peles. But when Rabbi Yechanan mentions a different time, that's Alim Rabbon of Shimon. So Alim Rabbon of Shimon, it's not because of Peles, but it's because of Yechapa Vasachis. Ki kamin al Rabbon. Bishlim Rabbi Yechanan, I'm the Kevin Rabbi Shimon Rabbon. So, because according to Rabbon, the time of Zman is because of Shem Yechap. According to Rabbi Shimon, the time is because of Peles. Elo, Lishlokish, Maike, so according to both, it's Mishim Peles. So what's Nachim Ne? So Bir Rabbi Shimon Rabbon, Peles Mishas Ksim Vachas Simin Kibinai. That according to the Shlokish, Rabbon hold that the Baal is entitled to pay this up to the Chassidus again. And suppose it was Nichta Bayeim v'Nichta Malaylo. So, on the day, so the Baal still possesses the Peres. Only when the Chassidus takes place, then it becomes divested of the Peres. Mashiach can according to Rav Shimon, so Kim Shinos Nino Fligal Shoshim Peres. So the moment the text of the get was written, and if it culminates in the Gershon, so then he loses the Peres. Of course, suppose the Baal wrote the text of the get, and then he changed his mind and decided not to divorce his wife. Then Rav Shimon would say that since he wrote the get, so he became divorced of the parents. Only if that get ultimately culminated in the gerush, so then he becomes divested limachreya as of the time when the get was written. אלו רב שלוקש מהי כבר רב של רבונון, פרק שסיבר שעשים מכבנאי, ואיך ושם אינו לודית, מה אמרים עושים מציעים לי פרס, רבי איך אינו ממש עשיבר, ורשלוקי שום ממש עשני סינא, so Rishloki says that the Baal is entitled until the Messine, and Rabbi Yechon says the Baal is entitled until the Messine. Eifach. So, in other words, so all the Shemim, except the Baal Yitur, they say that it means Eifach was Eifach, not Eifach Tamayis. In other words, we have to reverse this, the second, the membrane, the Basreis, the Sitma, maybe some Mitzili Peleis, so you should say, Rabbi Yechel no ma Mishas Nisime, Rishloki Salam Shasim. But the Baal Yitur, he says that it means Eifach Tamayis. So that means that Rabbi Yechel is the one who says that the Tam for Zman is because of Peres. And the Rishloki says because of Shmich Mechabla Sakhizi. So Mele, what's the net result of Valito Shite? Since Rabbi Yechanan is the one who says that the Tam for Zman is because of Peres, and Rishloki is the one who says it's Mishmich Mechabla, so if it's a machlek between Rabbi Yechanan and Rishloki, should we pass the light from Yechanan? So Mele, that means that the Tam is because of Peres. But all the other Rishloki say, Eifer, Eifach means Eifach Basreise, not Kamaise. Omra Abayi Rav Yosef, Gibu Gutim Psulim, V'Nis Zabat Kosher, Ma'ilu Chachomim Min HaKanton. So, Monef Shachim, V'Nis Zabat Kosher, so what did the Chachomim accomplish? So, the Monef says, Ahanet Lo Chatrilu Itinosi. Now, Gazio is Man Didei, V'Yavim Ilein, Ay, now, in other words, of what avail is the Takonis Chachomim? Being misaking Zman? Why? In order to prevent the Baal from being Mechape, or in order to prevent any loss of Peres by the Isha, but it is, she is in a position to strike out this man, to erase it. Omalei Rama Lechashim. Kosov Eishavu Hashon Achili Shabbos Man. Suppose the get did not have a certain day, let's say, Ches Nissen Tov Shin Lamites, but he just had the Shmiting, the period of 7 years, which Shmiting is. Or it had that year, Tov Shin Lamites, or it had just the month of Nissen. Or it had just what week it is. So the Baal will still be in a position to protect her and his noose that was committed one day before the Gerashim, so she's an Ishishish. And there can still be Pseidel Kuches within that week. I mean, there can still be Pseidel within that week or within that year. Omalei Kosher. ומהו יחכם את הקנטון? חמנו שבו דקמי ושבו דבשרי. דיליתי לו אחר, ימי גופי מיד מצד חמיקניה, ימי דקמי ימי בשרי. וכן עמנו חמנו שבו דקמי ושבו דבשרי. נעלה צידר אחר. לא ישחיר על לחושב רבון. עד שעש מסיני יקר זמן כזה לגט למען המידה. דחס אל מיטרו בי לעשוי יסעדי מספות גידו יודי. משום מאוך שמח שרב שימן גט מוגד. כי נקום עלי כמה. חסוב הרב שימן כי בשנוס אינו לגל של שובים לפרס. היו כי אחי מסי אל מיטרו פניפוך איזה פרס מקסיבה שפר עלתה. ויתאים לרבונו לקמי מפורש. אין לו רבי יחד לא מזמן משום בס אחרי סיסקן. מה יתאים לרב שימן למחשיר? הוזים לזן לא יהיה. בישראל לא מידה נשישיש, דחסכוב מה שולנח דם לא ניתנו, וכשמידנה עוזנו סומיצי, יגיטו בקוסובי, כאילו בישראל, קוסובי מיסי, אין לי במרש פושוניס, עלי בדרב שימן לא יתאמינה, דרב שימן ועד לא עזבר, לא משום אחרי סייסקו, שם פרס, עלי בדרבונו, משום מוכר פס לרבונו, כסף לזמן, משום בת אחרי סייסקו, ביש לא רב יחנן דומל רבון משם בסך היסי ורב שם משם פרי סנדי כי רב שם רבון תאים ותופתאי בוח ורבון נון פוסו גט מוגדם משם בסך היסי ורב שם מקושר יקוסל הזמן משם פרסיס יוקע גט מוגדם כושר מטעת משס קסי ושפת אלפי דונס נינו פליגל שמי כמי מי פליגה ומי פסל רבון או שפת אלפי דולו חינסקין זמן עד שסימה ורבון ובאי ומתרף ומחסימה ואילי יו קאק מיט דעם פוסל, די מאך פלאס פון מיט דעם קסיב, די שאַפ פון די נאַכט. שמע מינו דער ביך משלוק, איך גיי מיט פסול. דער מן מיש אויב די ביזמאן, און דאן די סבאַט קושע די יאָב צאַט דומע, מאיי דאַ קאַפ מיט דעם קאַנטום, מיש באז אַх איז מיש פייס. אַן דאַ קאַט קלוי די נאָס. די קיי קאָך הו, די פוי ביך די ביזמאן, אַх דאָ זאַ חיי שיין מיך דייש די קאַס פויס פראדיאן, מיר חס מיר זאַב. גאַז די זמאן ביאַבן, אַх שבאַס זמאן חוטרי. שיקולדאל דצמא קיל חבס וואסחיס און די קלפרס די יאבן וואב די קצן די זמאן אין סבא קושע אויך שמיציוס יאר אין חסקס מיגרש ווי לוי מיקטל מאליו חכם אין די קאנטון סונא בואט סו לטס זיי סופוז די זמאן אויף די גטיס לטס זיי אלע בניס די זמאן איז אלע בניס אין שי קומיטד אדולטרי לטס זיי נודה. So, but if she cuts out this man and she's a crucial for Nino, she's crucial for Nino, so then Bethman can actually tell me say against her because of the question is in the hall. So now the question is this is in the kashi. This is the kashi, but there is a loche of Chazokim, Kina Chazokim, and she was an Ishishis originally. But now she's a crucial. The question is, when did this state of Ishishish terminate? Whether it terminated before her snooze or after her snooze. So we should, in Kol Yisroel Teiro, we are making a chazoki even if there is a reizel v'neinu. So Teisus says, but nefoshes now. In other words, what's the pshat in the Teisus? The pshat in the Teisus, and that we see from this Gemara, that even though in Kol Atari Kulim Yisroel and Kol Yisroel Reise, we rely on chazoki, even when the chazoki, the status quo was already terminated. And the question is, did it terminate in Odeh or did it terminate in Nisan? So then we should say that it only terminated in Nisan. So maybe she should be Mechuyemes Nisan. The answer is, Nefoshes we cannot meet out. Why? Because the din of Chazoke can be based upon his vore and the Epiteres Biru, and it also is a din. So when there is no reason for Neinu, then it's a Biru. If it's a Biru, it's effective, then the Nefoshes too. But when there is a reason for Neinu, when the status quo already terminated, and the question is, did it terminate it later or did it terminate earlier? So in Yisun Teiro, so that's the Sakosu. That we learn out from Nigi Bati, Gemara Yochum, that we rely on Chazoke even if there is a reason for Neinu. As Teisus Yochum points out, but the Gabi Nefoshes, when can we rely on Chazoke? Only when there is a bill. So when is there a bill? When is Chazoke Mibarer? When the Chazoke did not terminate as yet. And the question is, did it terminate or not? So we presume it didn't terminate. But if we know it terminated, and the question is whether it terminated in order or it terminated in Nisan, then we cannot say there is a presumption that it terminated in Nisan. Because maybe it terminated in order, maybe it terminated in Shvat. How do we know? We know that this status quo terminated. So we see it from this Gemara. Uchshemitzio say, Harei b'cheskes migreshes. And here there is, it may be a Chidesh. Here, we know she was a Rishishish. But now she is a Grushim. And we know there was his man. And we see that it was cut out. Isn't that a circumstance that tends to indicate that something illegal was done? Why did she cut out? But since we don't know, we have no proof, so maybe we cannot meet out. We cannot meet out Misa if there is a reason for it. This is what Teisus says, I'm a doubt. Alright. וְרַמֵּי חַשִּׁים רַמֵּי יִשְׁכֹּשֵׁשׁוּ מִדַּם מִדַּם אַבִּידִי שֶׁדַּעַבְדוּ וְחֹשֶׁר אַבּוֹנוֹךְ כֹּסֶף יִזְמַן מִשְׁמֵי פְּרִי שֶׁלֵּיוּ וְכֹּסֶף יִנְשֹׁנוּ וְכֹּסֶף שֹׁנוּ וְכֹּסֶף חֵדֵשׁ וְכֹּסֶף חִנוּ וְכֹּסֶף שַׁבֵּשׁ וְשַׁבֵּשׁ וְכֹּסֶף יֵמַי אֹמְרִי כֹּשֶׁר לְחַתְּכִלֵי מָהוּ יִנוּ חַכֹּם דַּקַּמְתֹם וְמִנְחִלְמֵלֵי. So it's effective, the Chachamim accomplished, the Shemun the Kamei, she is in so teoric. So if the whole Zman, the Zman is so general, so broad, that it says it's in the 49th Shemun, so that's a period, it's a broad Zman. So a period of 7 years, So if she committed adultery in the 48th Shmita, so then he will not be able to protect her. So Memele, it does accomplish. Suppose the Baal wrote again. And he left it in the pocket. He put it in his pocket because he was trying and he was hoping maybe he'll be able to effect a reconciliation between himself and his wife. But he wants the get to be prepared in case he doesn't succeed in effecting a reconciliation. So he should have the get already. So because of his attempts to bring about a reconciliation, so he doesn't hand over the get to his wife the day it is executed. But he puts it in his pocket and 6 months might elapse before he decides there is no hope for reconciliation, so Memele decides to hand it over to Nishan. So there is a discrepancy of 6 months, there might be a discrepancy of 6 months between the Ksimes and Ksimes Aged and the Nisimes Aged. So my Dim fights and fights. Fights about the victorious. She be named to fight. Will he go shen or will he fight with Gershon? Umichimote Gitel Yodu the Gash. So it's so then. So the Chachom didn't accomplish anything. So the Gemara says, Omalei, Magdi, Minish, Monosel, and Avish. We don't have Enoch and Amen in such a case. So we don't accomplish anything. But this is not likely to happen. So in other words, when a husband hopes for reconciliation, he's not likely to execute the get. So first he'll explore the possibilities of a reconciliation. And only when he becomes convinced that there are no hopes for reconciliation, there he'll tell the sefer to write it. So here Rashi explains the two kashas of the Gemara. That the two kashas of the Gemara directed not only against Rabbi Yechanan but against Rish Lakish too. So the kashi is bishlim against Rabbi Yechanan. We understand the kashas of the Gemara, but according to Rish Lakish, that the time of Zman and the time as to why he get without his man is possible, and the time as to why he get moved him is possible, is because of parents. So in case he get without Zman, so it's possible because of saving Ish, and in case of he get moved him, so it's possible because of saving the Likukas. So, but according to Rav Shlokish, so the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon hold, that the Baal loses the Peres is of the Chsimen. According to Rav Yechanan, so the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon hold that the Baal becomes dispossessed, divested of the Peres as of Nisimen. But according to Rav Shlokish, the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon say that he becomes dispossessed, divested of the Peres as of the Chsime. So what kind of a kashi is it against Rish Lakish? Of Kasve Vesel Chise say, Gitna Boim Dines Hayam, Din Michtin Nisim Umot HaTishre. But, so what if the Gereshim takes place, the Nisina takes place in Tishre, but the Ger is executed and signed, everything, in Nisim. So Mamele, the Baal becomes divested of Peres. So since he becomes divested of Peres,